In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا سيدي نور الله. It is mentioned by the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the leader of all creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is blessed ahadith mubarakah, that the summary of which, the one who recites salawat upon me one time, Allah will grant him 10 good deeds, Allah will grant him 10 ranks that will be raised, and Allah will remove 10 of his sins as well. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to another episode, the fourth episode of the Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat, where we talked about, mashallah, in the first two episodes regarding Safar and how it is not an accursed month. It is a beautiful month. It is the month in which the pious family of Rasulullah got married, Sayyidina Fatima and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is the month in which Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. It is the month in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the Muslims, they were granted a victory in Khaybar, subhanAllah. We also talked about, mashallah, not just the historical events, but different ahadith of Mubarakah. For example, La Safara, Safar is nothing, answering the questions of the Arabs. We talked about, mashallah, how the Arabs used to say that this is a month in which there is badness, is ill-omened. In this episode, inshallah, we will touch upon the blessed father of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Qadri, Barakati Ali Rasuli, subhanAllah. InshaAllah, Azawajallah, before we start, let's make some good intentions. Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah. One intention I would like us all to make, other than the scripted intentions, that look, we are here for Allah, Azawajallah, we will listen for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah, learning his sunnahs, learning about the pious, learning inshallah and relaying what we learn forward inshallah azawajallah. One intention that we all need to make is putting ourselves, our positions, our mindset into the blessed footsteps of these individuals. And I mentioned this in the previous episode, that Maulana Raza Ali Khan, he was the grandfather of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. What was his blessed life like? His patience, his taqwa, his God-fearing, his piety, mashallah, a faqih. And so was Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. They were both part of the fuqaha, mashallah. They were both experts in Islamic jurisprudence. So, mashallah, they knew the Islamic rulings. They had, mashallah, a very beautiful, large, vast knowledge of Islam. And they preferred seclusion. They didn't want no titles like we want today. Mashallah, it's mentioned that when Ala Hazrat was born, actually. Before we talk about this, make the good intentions that we were going to try and see, as a father today and a grandfather, what type of role model am I? So Ala Hazrat's blessed father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, and his grandfather, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, they were great role models for Ala Hazrat. They were both Islamic jurisprudents. They were both, mashallah, faqih. They were both, mashallah, muttaqeen. They were both, mashallah, Sufi type people. Maulana Raza Ali Khan, when you hear blessed personalities like this, and Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, the blessed father of Ala Hazrat, you think about pious individuals. The first thing that comes to mind is friends of Allah. Yeah, walis of Allah. Pious people of Allah. God-fearing individuals. It's mentioned many times on Madni channel. Amiri Al-Sunnah also mentions that when you meet someone, your friend, he should remind you of Allah Azawajallah when you meet him. That is a good friend. That is a true friend. Today, when we meet people, who do they remind you of? They remind you of celebrities. They remind you of Allahu Akbar, footballers. They remind you of musicians, actors, actresses. People cut their hair according to footballers today. And today, I see their haircuts. We see the haircuts of the people. They got shapes in their hairs. They got patterns in their hairs. This is not allowed. Dear brothers in Islam and respected elders and my younger brothers as well, please don't take it the wrong way. But the greatest role model is definitely the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not these so-called footballers, not these so-called musicians and actors and actresses. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had three blessed sunnah hairstyles. The blessed zulf, they would reach to his blessed halfway of the ear, to the blessed earlobe, or they would touch the blessed shoulders of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the three sunnah hairstyles. And if a person feels that, look, it's hard for me, I don't want to do disrespect of the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look, you should make your intention, try. But if you can't, that doesn't give us an excuse that, you know what, because I can't keep the blessed sunnah hairstyle of the Prophet, the youth in particular, I can't copy everybody else. It's still not allowed. Just because you say that I can't do something, that's according to your mind, by the way. You can, definitely, you can. Everybody, whatever they want to do, they can. When a person wants to do something, he finds 100 ways. When a person doesn't want to do something, he finds 100 excuses. So if you say that I can't, which is a waswasa, by the way, I can't keep the sunnah hairstyle, I might disrespect the sunnah hairstyle, then that doesn't mean that now I can start keeping any hairstyle I want. Najaiz and impermissible hairstyles, no. You should try your best to make your mind that we should follow every single sunnah that we learn of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was the case regarding Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. This was the case regarding Maulana Naqi Ali Khan and Maulana Raza Ali Khan. May Allah be pleased with all of them. It's mentioned that Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Qadri Barqati is the son of Hazrat Maulana Raza Ali Khan, and he is the father of Ala Hazrat. He entered this world towards the end of Jamadul Akhir, or the beginning of Rajab, in the year 1246 after Hijri. He attained his knowledge from his respected and revered father, who we talked about in the previous episode, Maulana Raza Ali Khan. And mashallah, it's mentioned that he excelled with the distinctions in attaining great heights of knowledge. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. The deep foresight, great wit and wisdom and superb understanding which Allah Azza wa Jalla Almighty has blessed him with could not be seen in anyone else in this place or country in which he was residing in. The level of his true and spiritual foresight was such that Maulana Sahab, when he said something, it would occur just as he foretold. And the same was the case with his father, the grandfather of Ala Hazrat, Maulana Raza Ali Khan. We learned in the last, mashallah, episode, it's mentioned, mashallah, that he was brave, fearless, courageous, and kind as well. And he had excellent character, subhanallah. Regarding, mashallah, his bravery, regarding his character, something that we can learn regarding, mashallah, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, is that in his blessed character, he was very kind. He was brave, but he was kind. And what does this mean? Today, we have people who claim they're brave, but it's not really bravery. It's actually stupidity. What is brave to us today? Bravery to us today is jumping off a cliff and surviving. Bravery to us today is talking bad about someone on social media. Bravery to us today is driving full speed down the roads of Birmingham, Alam Rock Road in particular, and putting people in harm. This is what the youth think bravery is today. This is not bravery, this is stupidity. What was real bravery? When people talk bad about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, they were the first ones to stand, subhanallah. They were the first ones to speak out. When there's a group of people who are believing something wrong, for example, the group people who believe Safar is wrong, Safar is ill-omened and ominous, somebody, one person, one individual stands up to them and says, look, no, this is wrong. That's bravery. Bravery is, and the youth who are listening very carefully, bravery is when you're at school, when you're at college or university, and nowadays, I think, and this is something that's not really mentioned, there is not a sentence in school that is uttered without a swearing word. People are swearing on the daily. Every sentence you hear the youth and ask your kids, ask the kids, especially in secondary and colleges, especially secondary, every child is included in the sin where they are swearing every single sentence. They'll say it's not a swear even. Some swears they'll say it's not a swear. They'll try to cover it up like that. Bravery is when you tell someone to stop swearing. Bravery is when you tell your friend and you're a true friend to him, don't swear. Brother, don't swear. The one who swears at somebody else's mother, i.e., it is as if he has sworn his own mother. Because when somebody swears at somebody's mother, the individual who you swore at, he swears straight away back at you and he swears at your mother. So if I, astaghfirullah, if somebody swears, ma'adallah, my mother, nowadays, what the mindset is, I'm going to swear at his mother. And this is happening everywhere, all around the world, not just in the UK, everywhere. Everybody is swearing. Adults, they swear. Youngsters, they swear. This is dirty language. This is not the language of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not the language of the Ahlul Bayt. This ain't the language of, mashallah, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. This isn't the language of Amiri alayhi sunnat. The language of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which they all follow, was very sweet. Was very beautiful. The language of, mashallah, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan was very kind. He was brave, but he also was very kind. And this is another topic I want to talk about today. Being kind. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan was very kind. People sometimes, they would say things and do things, mashallah. And in his terms of bravery, he would speak up. But when it came to helping, supporting the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his father and his blessed father, they were first in line to help the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were very kind. They were very generous. Subhanallah. Regarding the knowledge of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, you can understand this through the amount of books that he has written. Sometimes even the book names are very difficult to pronounce. And I will mention these books and the translation of these books as well. Subhanallah. All the books of this blessed personality, subhanallah, they have been written on issues of deen, religious issues. They are beneficial to the believers, the Muslims, and the people who are misguided as well, so they can become guided. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Rabb of the worlds. From amongst these books written by Allama Naqi Ali Khan, here are some of the books, mashallah, some of the following. Al-Kalam ul-Awdah fi Tafsiri Surah Alam Nashrah, subhanallah. This is a volume containing immense knowledge regarding the surah Alam Nashrah and the commentary of it, subhanallah. Another book I would like to share regarding Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, and again, as mentioned, these you might be hearing for the very first time these books, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan's, subhanallah. We're going to come to Ala Hazrat. This is just the father and his books and how difficult the titles are. Wasilatun Najat, this book. And this is one amazing book, and I recommend a lot of all the viewers of Monday Channel actually, that they should teach this book to their children. This book is on the subject of the remembrance and excellence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A must read for everybody. Subhanallah. Another beautiful work regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sururul Qulub fi Dhikril Mahbub. Subhanallah. This is another book of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. MashaAllah, one more book I like to present. Jawahirul Bayan fi Asrar al Arkan. This is the book in which I have mentioned some of the stories, narrations of, mashallah, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan regarding the blessed demise of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. He passed away from this physical world towards the end of Dhul Qa'dah, near the time of Zuhr, in the year 1297 after Hijri. His blessed age was approximately 51 years old and approximately 5 months. He was made to rest beside, mashallah, his beloved father. He prayed his Salatul Fajr that morning. And he passed away when there was a short while left for Dhuhr. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everybody who was present witnessed Maulana Naqi Ali Khan at the time of his death. presenting salam continuously to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he had a few moments remained, he ran his hands over his body as one would do performing wudu. This was at the time of his demise, at the time of his death. He did two things. He continuously recited salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when there was a few moments left of his temporary life. And number two, you could say he performed massa. He did wudu with his hands in actions. Subhanallah. It says, even though in his apparent unconscious state, he performed his dhuhr salah in this manner. Subhanallah. Today, and this is another big lesson that we learn. Today we all miss our namaz. Everybody misses one namaz here, one namaz there, two namazes there, three namazes. And there are some individuals who are listening right now. They don't read anything. I know one individual, Allahu Akbar. And please don't laugh. Kahka is from the devil. And smiling is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one individual I personally know. And I was reading namaz with him. And I read my maghrib. And mashallah, your three first, your two sunnah and your two nafal. Mashallah. I sat down. Tasbih, dua. This individual who was with me, he carried on reading. I thought to myself, subhanallah, this individual is amazing. I'm going to ask him what he read. When he gave salam, this brother, it was like he was reading Taraweeh. It was that long. When I asked him what you read, he said, brother, I read my Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. I said to him, how could you read all of this? He says, brother, I read all my namazes in one go. Allahu Akbar. What can I say about the people of today? Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, he's dying. Allahu Akbar. He's on his deathbed. He's constantly reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's raising his hands and doing wudu, an unconscious state. He's not conscious. He's reading namaz, subhanallah. Such was the love for namaz from Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. Compare ourselves to these individuals. You have brothers today read all five namazes in one go. You have brothers who don't really read a single namaz. You ask brothers, brother, did you read Fajr? No. What time did you wake up? 6 o'clock. Why? Oh, brother, I got business. I got to open the shop. 2 hours. I met somebody. I went to buy milkshake the other day. You know the brother who I bought milkshake from? I was overhearing him and then he started to talk to me. He says, brother, I love to haggle. I go, subhanallah. He goes, brother, I go Pakistan. I've got businesses and this, that, the other. People think I got money grows on trees. I go, subhanallah. He said to me, brother, you know, I open the shop at 3 o'clock. You know what time I come? I go, what time? He goes, I have to come 2 hours before. Subhanallah. When are we going to read Fajr? Fajr? What's that? Allahu Akbar. You can understand what I'm trying to say. People have no time for Fajr. Yet we have time to open our shops 2, 3, 4 hours in advance. Malatsi. We're going to get products here. People have time to drop their kids off to school. Come back. And come back from work and pick up their kids from school, but don't have time to read Zuhr. People have time to come back, put their feet up, watch football, watch cricket, watch dramas, watch movies, but don't have time to read Asr. And by the time it's Maghrib, you're snoring, you've eaten, Allahu Akbar. I haven't even got to Isha yet. So this is the problem with people today. Look how Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, at the time of his demise, he's reading in an unconscious state. And we are fully conscious and aware of our actions. And we have no idea what we're doing. And it's mentioned, Allahu Akbar, this humble servant, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he talks about himself. He says, when his blessed father, his soul left his body. And I finish with this. A magnificent, beautiful, bright light came from the blessed chest of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. Subhanallah. And he says, just like the rays of sun moves in a mirror, I could see this light moving around from the blessed chest of my father. And then it disappeared and the soul left his physical body. The final word of my father was Allah. And he says, the final thing that my father written on a piece of paper 2 days before his wasal was Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before I finish, what is the final word me and you are going to utter? What's the last thing we're going to write? A check for somebody? And that check, cut off a few pounds? Don't want to pay my employee properly? The one who I've employed, cut off a few pounds? do not insafi a little bit, injustice? Am I going to say Allah, Rasulullah? The way you die is the way you be raised on the Day of Judgment. And this is the summary of the hadith. May Allah forgive us. May we die in the state of Iman. And may we die in the state of Sajda in Madinatul Munawwara by the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza's